Just a quick reminder, next slide. We are not working on this charter, on this creation, this co-creation of our movement governance structures in a vacuum, because a strategic direction and our movement strategy principles and our recommendations have given us some stuff, at least, to work with and to serve as guardrails, and also as what, you know, why do we need to change our governance? Is because we have this very ambitious aspiration that by 2030, Wikimedia will become the essential infrastructure of free knowledge, and everyone who shares our vision will be able to join us. So if we want to be this, hang on, stay on that slide for a second. If we want to be this this essential infrastructure, then we need to have, as Claudia says, a future-proof governance system. We need to be working more smoothly internally, and we need to have the, if we want to be participatory and equitable and all these things, we need to be also those things on the inside and not just to the outside. So that's why, we're looking at governance. Yes, now you can go to the next slide. The principles that are also accompany the recommendations in our movement strategy also give us some guidance. So even if you've just walked into the movement and you're newer to this, these are things you can hold on to, that people have spent a lot of time trying to make sure we have the right principles that help us shape the governance system, as well as everything else we do under the strategy recommendations. Next slide. These are the ones that we think are particularly relevant to governance. Somebody in this session or a previous one also said, you know, some things that work in one country might not work in another country. So number six, contextualization is also important. So if we do this thought experiment of creating a global governance system, we need to all be in the room and thinking, okay, it should work for everyone in this room, and everyone who wants to join us, and not just for myself, basically. Transparency, accountability, subsidiarity. So we've heard all these terms. So that's kind of what guides us as we write this charter. So we think that working in models or scenarios is one way to start the conversation. So the scenarios I'm going to share right now are obviously not exclusive. They're not the only possibilities that are out there. And I also want to reiterate what Eva said in the beginning, that Wikimedia Deutschland, in this session and in our other work in service to the movement, we want to inform the conversations around governance with the evidence that is out there. Like George just said, standards exist. There's knowledge and practices from the field of international governance that we can take advantage of. So much of what you see in a minute is based on us doing empirical research on how other movements and other confederations do this stuff. But not to forget, Wikimedia Deutschland also is a stakeholder in this. Our organization, our leadership, has positions on what movement governance should look like, and you can find these on Meta. But today, we're not going to discuss those today. So let's look at scenario number one. So the status quo right now, you're already familiar with our shapes here. So right now, the Wikimedia Foundation has the mandate to make most, or not the mandate, but the practice is that the Wikimedia Foundation decides on many, many of the high-level movement decisions and gets consulted by the communities in doing so. So one of the ways we make that consultation work is through committees. So we've had AFCON, FDC, or the Funds Dissemination Committee in the past, regional funding committees, LanguageCom. So they're advising the Board of Trustees directly, and typically the Board of Trustees takes their advice and makes the final decisions. And also now we have, like I said earlier, we have hubs as a new entity going in there. We're not quite sure yet what role they're going to play, but they're sort of another layer off in the subsidiarity of decision making. There's also other ways, obviously, that consultation happens with communities. As we see right now, for example, with the Ubuntu Charter Drafting Committee, that's also inviting consultation from the communities. So movement strategy happens, and let's think about what are some of the ways we can go. Scenario two, and this is kind of a spectrum. So scenario two would be a new advisory body. So what that could mean, if we think it through, it is that we have the Global Council, and it also takes on an advisory function to the Wikimedia Foundation. It becomes the main mechanism to organize all consultations, to create deliberations, to come to good decision proposals, and advise the Board of Trustees or the Wikimedia Foundation, who will then be making the final decision, but also helping obviously to implement things. And then the decisions that affect communities, projects, affiliates, and hubs, and everyone involved. So that's one way. Another sort of another end of the spectrum, and this is more in line with a lot of the practices out there that we've looked at, is that there is a General Assembly that represents many of the movement stakeholders. And it is basically the highest governing body, so to speak, for the movement. It still has that function of getting consultation, so we would still need committees for sure. And it would decide on a set of things that we've simplifyingly called movement matters right now. But what you could think of is what they are. It would be strategy and maybe a movement body, budget, policy affiliations, and things like that. And the Wikimedia Foundation would stay there in its entity as an entity and in its integrity, and still obviously make decisions about foundation matters, which right now include the trademarks, site policies, lots of the legal liability. So, but some of the very core functions would remain with the foundation in a possible scenario. So the charter really, and also maybe other documents that regulate the relationship between the two entities would outline what are movement matters and what are foundation matters. So that's one of the things you can discuss in the breakout group. So scenarios, again, they simplify things. They're just a way to start the conversation. There could be lots of other ones. What you see in the drafts of the Movement Charter Drafting Committee right now is sort of a hybrid between what we just described. So the Global Council, for example, decides on affiliation and on some other things. And other most things, especially things money, it still has a advisory function to the Wikimedia Foundation. Please don't forget that all this still happens in the context of subsidiarity and decision making. So not everything should be decided by any of these entities, obviously. And let's see, what else do I want to say? So scenario four could be also lots of other things, obviously. We've heard a bunch of things. Abolish the foundation. Global Council as a committee of the Board of Trustees is a possibility. Hubs take over the movement. So we've heard all kinds of things in these discussions. The most discussions right now are around a General Assembly and what that could look like. There's also, we've heard the WMF turns into a membership organization again. And community governance by blockchain. That's a good one. So the floor is open, and with this, I get back to Rob.